Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and today we got a full studio here of guests from Pottawatomie County. We've got Pottawatomie County Administrator Robert Reese joining us here on the program. He's brought three people with him here to the studio. We've got Emergency Manager Chris Trudeau in studio. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Turn your mic on. There we go.
Good morning.
And then also Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes in studio.
Good morning.
And Emergency Management EMS Director, I should say, Hal Baumgartner. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Been a busy last couple days, I know, here, not just in Pottawatomie County, but really across the entire state, and at least the northeastern part of the state, with that blizzard Sunday. And we'll start with you, Chris. I understand your men have been busy at work here in the emergency management.
We started getting briefs on this on Tuesday morning from the National Weather Service, and then those briefs and webinars continued right on through the event. They did an excellent job for us, keeping us informed of what was going to happen, and they didn't miss it by far at all. Luckily, in Pottawatomie County, I think everybody, most of the people, heeded the warnings and chose to stay off the roads. And our Public Works Department did an excellent job on our roads, and they're continuing to work those now, I'm assuming. And no major accidents or injuries were reported as of this morning through the Sheriff's Office. So, we feel like we weathered that storm really well.
Obviously, anytime you can avoid accidents, especially with a storm of that magnitude this early in the season, you don't expect blizzards necessarily. You just got to be thrilled that there was no injuries.
Yeah, and like I said, the people heeded those warnings, and that's what makes all the difference. We encourage people to be prepared if they do have to hit those roads, though, to make sure that they have the ability to survive within that vehicle for a period of time until we can get help to them. And you can go to the FEMA .ready.gov, and there's some really good information on how to prepare for events like this. And also the National Weather Service has a good page for that also.
Chris, I have a question for you. When it comes to roads, how many miles of roads are in Pottawatomie County? We're going to bring Robert Reese in to answer this, who has no headphones, Chris, so he can't hear what I'm about to ask. But Pottawatomie County has about as many miles of roads as any county in the state of Kansas. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
How many miles?
A lot. Yes.
A lot.
Yeah.
How many crew members does it take to take care of all those roads?
I believe we had probably a crew in excess of 15 out there with various pieces of equipment throughout the night beginning early Sunday morning, and then they went back out Sunday afternoon as the wind started to die down. And, of course, they were out most of the day yesterday, and as you can imagine, the drifting that went on the east-west bound roads there, especially out in the rural area, you know, when you get up in the northeast county where they witnessed probably the highest amount of snowfall in excess of 9 inches, it'll take a while to get some of those folks out of there, but they did an exceptional job during this entire event, and you know, in these blizzard conditions, you can imagine how difficult that is to try and keep ahead of things.
I can only imagine. Yeah. Well, power to all the crews. I mean, that's one of the things we talked about over the last 27 hours or so since yesterday morning, was that, you know, considering how things just popped up and just went from bad to worse in just a few hours.
Yeah.
It seemingly is an insurmountable task, but we've had a lot of great comments from, you know, people here in Manhattan and Riley County and Pottawatomie County, all, you know, just great people.
Yeah, we received a lot of positive feedback as well up there at the county offices. Just the same thing, that they're very appreciative for those individuals going out and you know, braving that 40 miles an hour wind, and really just did an exceptional job.
You know, I was thinking here with everybody heeding the warning as as Chris mentioned here, that's got to make an exceptional impact for EMS, and I'll bring Hal on the program here. What does that mean to you when people are staying off the roads and allowing you guys to go
well,
out?
Well, I think it just keeps everybody safe that they heeded those warnings, and we didn't have any major accidents during that storm that we ran on anyways. We had probably, I think, around 8 calls, 10 calls for that day during that 24-hour period, just basic stuff there. People did hear those warnings and then heeded to them, so it was we got through it all right.
And of course, you know, on I-70, I know, and this is a little bit out of the area, but there's ambulances that rolled off the road. It is a tough job for you guys, even just getting to places.
Well, those ambulances aren't any different than anybody else's vehicle. They're not in any special equipment packages or anything like that. We do have one four-wheel drive ambulance in the county, and the rest of them are two-wheel drive. But you just have to drive consciously aware of your surroundings all the time.
Absolutely. Well, and I imagine for fire, did you guys have any incidents you had to go out to?
You know, we didn't during the majority of the storm. You know, there was a few medical calls that fire went on, things like that. Of course, we were at the ready. Now, before the snow hit early Sunday morning, we were actually out on a grass fire out by Pot 2. And looked like that was started by some... somebody had started a campfire out there, and then when the winds picked up early Sunday morning, you know, blew those embers off into the woods and started a pretty large grass fire. And, you know, the guys did a great job. That was actually in Blue Township's fire district. But we had a Station 10, a consolidated fire district number one, and that's the St. George station. We also had Riley County Fire, Manhattan Fire, and Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism out there fighting that fire. So everybody did a great job, and we were back in before the snow hit. So it was a great effort by everybody who was out there.
Well, I know it's been typically pretty dry out there, so fires can start pretty easily. How much of an impact do you think this snow will have on that?
You know, this fall has been fairly we've had some good moisture this fall, and so I think that you know, it should help some. Of course, that's the ground moisture. You know, this time of year, all the grasses go dormant, and so it dries out, and you know, so that can catch fire. Humidity levels in the air, you know, that helps with things. So, I think that as the year gets colder, it's going to, you know, increase those chances for fire.
All right. Well, overall, it sounds like it. We're probably going to have more snow this winter here, judging by the early snow. You never know. But overall, would you say preparedness here at the county level is pretty good, Chris?
Yeah, we've worked this is my 11th year here in the county, and we've worked some pretty good blizzard conditions, and we always do well as a team working together on that. Again, the National Weather Service has just gotten so far ahead in the last 10 years or so of keeping us informed. They don't make any promises that they can do it perfectly, but they most certainly do a good job of preparing us and getting us ready to go.
Yeah, I know they had the warnings out, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. But at that point, you know, a lot can change in a few days, but they certainly were on top of things.
Yeah, they even call us personally when we were switched from a watch to a warning. They actually call and make sure we know that, and we get that information out to all the school districts so they can do their planning. And fortunately, this didn't happen on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning while everything was working. So went really well.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN right after this.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.